The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory, America, Bonjour, Hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt, live inside the Beltway. And I think it's the third day of June in the year of our Lord, 2022. I know it's the day that Amazon, at the close of trading, splits 20 for 1. So it's the last day you buy it for one share, and then Monday you wake up and you got 20 shares of it divided by 20. It's like making change. It doesn't actually affect the underlying things, but I think that happens today. We also will digest today President Biden's speech on gun control last night. Here's the key, 1 minute and 1 second of it, cut number three.
Here's what the overwhelming majority of American people believe we must do. Here's what the families in Buffalo and Uvalde in Texas told us we must do. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws. Repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability. Address the mental health crisis, deepening the trauma of gun violence and as a consequence of that violence.
That goes along with, I have the text of the speech in front of me. We need to expand background checks to keep the guns out of the hands of felons, fugitives, and those under restraining orders. The red flag there is the restraining order. There are a lot of people under a restraining order who would not have their due process rights upheld if it automatically applied to seizure of their weapons. There's also, we're not going to remove the immunity from the gun because gun manufacturers, because unlike cigarette smoking, the vast, super complete 1,000,000,000% of weapons that are sold in the United States are not unsafe. And so to load all the liability, it's just an easy way for people to posture. I do think, if you've heard me say, we should have a model statute passed by the Congress on red flag, modeled on the Florida statute that passed. Rick Scott talked about it at the Highly Concentrated Hugh podcast from 2 days ago. It also requires, if you're 20 and younger, that you purchase a weapon other than a handgun with your parent or guardian. And I think that's actually doable. And the rest of it's not. And there was no mention of funding for police. So there's obviously the president was talking to one third of the country that believes what he believes. And that's not enough. And just understand it as a political gesture. Understand he doesn't understand it at all. He did go to Uvalde, and I applaud the president as mourner in, on behalf of the country for doing so. And he did go to Buffalo, but he is not speaking for a vast majority of Americans. I think the positions I've laid out would have supermajority support and a prayer of getting 60 votes. Remember, the attempt to renew the assault weapons ban only got 40 votes the last time it came to the Senate in 2004, I believe. Many Democrats didn't support it because the American people don't support it. They like AR-15s, and AR-15s are like other weapons. They just look scarier to people who don't know anything about guns. Other headlines. President Biden is traveling to Saudi Arabia to give a big hug to the Crown Prince. If this was Donald Trump, there would be condemnation following condemnation going back to the murder of the journalist. But it's accepted as a necessity because the Wall Street Journal: Saudi oil boost, Yemen truce set stage for Biden visit to kingdom. We need their 648,000 barrel a day increase in oil because we can't do it ourselves because President Biden shut down the capacity to do so. OPEC agrees to accelerate oil production. And Saudi Arabia's agreement is a crucial part of that to offset the embargo on Russia, which continues its war crimes and its illegal invasion of Ukraine. President Biden is going to make a modest token gesture about the southern border. He's agreeing with Spain to send a few hundred immigrants who want to go to Spain and work in Spain from the southern border to Spain. That's a headline in the Telegraph. I was unaware of that. Good idea. Maybe they should have, do you want to go to Spain gate down at the southern border? And the United States could pay for people to get on the plane and fly them to Madrid. And that would work for me. That's fine. A way station. China nears launch of an advanced aircraft carrier. Satellite images show. New satellite images reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show that after several years of work in a shipyard in Shanghai, China's third carrier, known as the Type 03, may be afloat in coming weeks or days. World is changing, America. We need more Navy, we need less Army, and we need it now. Investors returned to Chinese stock after COVID and geopolitics triggered a sharp sell-off. It's Russia that we really want crumbling, but I am not sure China's real estate crisis is past. We will follow that. The shooter in Tulsa, the killer in Tulsa, went back and sought out and killed a doctor who had performed surgery on his back. It's a tragic murder. He also killed a second doctor, a receptionist, and a patient. All four are innocent. Back pain can do crazy things to people. The illusion in this patient's mind that he was going to suffer immediate, it's only like a month ago, cessation of back pain. I don't know. I suspect there's underlying mental illness there that we haven't heard about. Top federal official warns that a half point rise may be needed in September. Let me just pause there and say that's going to be every couple of months for a long time until inflation is back into the 4 or 3% range. The White House announced it's going to pay its interns. I don't know why this is a headline. I have paid my interns forever. We no longer use any interns because the time shift and the production studio being in California, no matter where I am on the northern border, the southern border, the eastern border, the western border, I do run the borders of the country and occasionally broadcast from Cleveland. God knows I may even go to Pittsburgh this year because whoever the nominee is, Dr. Oz or David McCormick. If David McCormick is the nominee, I'll be there. If Dr. Oz is the nominee, I'll be there. We were laying down our plans for the Get Out the Vote tour. Ford is going to invest $3.7 billion in U.S. manufacturing. Ford will receive $200 million in economic incentives from Ohio. I hope they put that up in the northeast corner of the state. In Warren would be good. Microsoft blamed the strong dollar for cutting its earnings forecast, and that happens. Funny story, John Dean, Watergate's golden boy, is back in the spotlight 50 years later. John Dean is a liar and a felon. John Dean is a liar and a felon. He dresses up well, but he won't meet people like Jeff Shepard, who is the country's leading expert. If you see any show on Watergate that does not have Jeff Shepard in a leading role, it's not a show. They weren't serious. John Dean is intended to bring in the and CNN's doing this. And I thought CNN was trying to get away from its reputation of being a very left-wing outlet. John Dean doesn't do that. The Telegraph, hush, hush, Meghan defuses the Sussex bomb. I watched a lot of the Queen yesterday afternoon. I didn't know they had a Palantir at Windsor. That blue ball that she was handling, that was kind of cool. But the Queen's not going to St. Paul's Day. She's 96. She did one whole day of these events and she's tired. Good for her. Very touching story in the Washington Post. Very touching about Father Eduardo Morales, who is doing all the funerals for the Catholics murdered in Uvalde. One priest for the city of 15,000 doesn't surprise me, but that he hasn't had help, or maybe he doesn't want help, I don't know, from the bishop. They got a great bishop in San Antonio, by the way. And to everyone listening, Father Eddie's just an amazing person. And then finally, what I'm going to talk to you about after the break, Ron DeSantis did a good thing yesterday. He announced he's going to veto $35 million in funding for the Tampa Bay Rays because they've been online telling people what they should do about guns. Did they ask their fans? No. Now, look, they can do whatever they want. But then if they ask for $35 million from Florida taxpayers and Florida taxpayers say no through their governor and legislature, don't be surprised. Corporations have got to figure out the woke era is over. People will unsubscribe to Disney. They won't fly Delta. They won't go to Major League Baseball. And they won't give you taxpayer money if you play on a very divided political field. And if you've got a bunch of lefty 20-year-olds running your social media, beware. They're going to put you there. I'll be right back. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Say goodbye, my baby. Say goodbye. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt on a Friday. That means it's time to check in with Sonny Bunch, official movie critic of The Hugh Hewitt Show. We restored all of his airline miles that were deleted as a result of Everything Everywhere All at Once because he gave thumbs up to Top Gun Maverick. And indeed, Top Gun Maverick, which I saw 3 hours after the last Friday show, was a fabulous summer blockbuster. And Sonny, I think you've got to be cheered because you're a movie industry guy at the box office take.
Yeah, it's a big hit. You know, it grossed about $160 million over the four-day weekend, which is a record for a Memorial Day weekend, which is obviously nice to see. Most importantly, it did very well with older audiences. I believe 55% of those who went to the theater were above the age of 35. Which is a which is the first movie really to do that kind of business over those quadrants.
Wow, that's very good. At my theater, IMAX, per your suggestion, 100% filled at 12:30 on a Friday. But inside the Beltway, of course, we have a lot of military, and there were a lot of military people in that theater.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's funny. I was looking at Showtimes this weekend to go with my wife who did not see it. You know, when I saw it at a preview, she wasn't able to go. And she has been hearing about it from all her friends. She's really excited to go. It's the first time that's happened in a long time. So I feel like this is going to hold pretty well. And like I said, I was looking at the Showtimes this weekend and it is very much booked up on the IMAX front. You know, there are straggler tickets, you know, here and there, but getting two tickets together in any sort of decent time in a decent seats, not going to happen.
Yep.
So it's pretty big.
That's good. That's good.
Another big weekend.
Now talk to me about what else but I also need from you, by the way, I watched the first hour of Obi-Wan Kenobi last night and,
sure.
If they could make that slower, I don't know how. I really don't know how they could make that slower. So I'm not sure if I can stick with Obi-Wan Kenobi for two more hours, but what about that? And what about what else we got out there?
Well, you know, Obi-Wan is interesting because it is very much like everything else. That Disney Plus has done with the Star Wars movies. It looks a little bit cheap. It's a little bit slow, certainly at the beginning. But it has the advantage of having Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
That's nothing to sneeze at. He is a good actor. It's a character we love. The show just looks kind of cheap. And as you say, it's a little bit slow at the beginning. Now, I don't mind the slowness so much. I kind of like the idea of, you know, sad, lonely Obi-Wan out in the desert, you know, being kind of pathetic.
Working at the meat processing plant.
I get it. Right. He's like he's carving meat off of a beach.
No NLRB to supervise whatever. Either. They're docking wages from the workers. It's a terrible place.
Yeah, I feel bad for that foreman who's going to get some
something's going to happen to him. Did you have that immediate reaction? Is that, oh, he's going to go do this, but he's going to pay the foreman a visit first?
Yeah, that's obviously what is being set up here, right? Is he's going to right those wrongs. And I don't know. The whole thing just, it's fine. The biggest problem from my perspective is the casting of Child Leia. Who, you know, look, children in movies and on TV shows always going to be kind of dodgy. You have a 4 in 6 chance, basically, of getting a bad kid actor. And I think we hit one of the four here. And I don't like slagging on children and their performances because they're kids and it's not fair and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she's a kid actor. The weirdest thing is she's supposed to be playing, you know, Leia at 10 or so, 10 or 11, something like that. And she looks like she's like 6.
Right. She does look like she's 6.
Year old.
Has there been a worse chase scene on film ever?
No. The first chase scene of the first hour is the worst chase scene ever.
Through the woods with Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't know. Yeah. It's not very good. I will say that I have been watching Stranger Things. Which is back on Netflix.
What season is that? I watched the first season of that and then I stopped.
Yeah, I the first season was very good. Second and third season, you know, kind of hit and miss. It has the Netflix problem of bloat. You know, everything's 25% too long.
Yeah.
And this fourth season, look, I'll be honest, I've been enjoying the fourth season a lot. It's the first Netflix original that I've watched for non-work related reasons, just because I want to watch it, just because I enjoy it.
Can those of us who skip 2 and 3 just watch 4?
No, you should probably watch 2 and 3.
Okay.
You can't. It would probably be hard to figure out exactly what's going on if you had.
I have a suggestion for you. My wonderful, the mother-in-law of my son, who's helping with the new baby and gave me some recommendations, loves Nero Wolfe. And so I went looking for Nero Wolfe, who's not available currently on any streaming channel, and accidentally ended up subscribing to the Italian version of Nero Wolfe, which is in subtitles. And it's fabulous. It's a 2014, I think, Nero Wolfe set in Rome in 19. It's pre-Mussolini, so it's got to be 1934, or it's just early Mussolini. But it's just fabulous because it's Rome. And so if you've got nothing else to do and you don't mind spending $7 for a week, Nero Wolfe in Italy, that's my recommendation to you, Sonny.
Where is that? Is that just on?
It's on an Italian. I now have a subscription to an Italian television.
You have like Italian Netflix?
Yeah, Italian Netflix. But you know what? Anything in Italy makes me laugh because they're just so much more fun than we are.
There's some truth to that. It's a slow weekend at the box office for new stuff, because, you know, everybody wanted to get out of the way of Top Gun Maverick this weekend. And then next weekend, there's Jurassic World Dominion, which is coming out. That's going to be a big hit. Nobody wanted to be ahead of that and have their second weekend run up against that. So it's a little bit slow. I will say I went to see this week, the Bob's Burgers movie. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yes. Yet. You're kidding me.
So here's the thing. So the Bob's Burgers movie is based on a TV show on Fox, Bob's Burgers, been on for 11 seasons. I've watched literally 0 seconds of this show.
Okay. You and I are in the same television boat.
I've never gone to see it, which is kind of surprising because I actually really like the guy who does the main voice, H. John Benjamin. He also plays. People will know him best if you know him at all, probably from the FX show Archer. He plays the James Bond knockoff Sterling Archer, and he voices that character. He voices the lead here as well, and is very. I like him a lot. So I've never watched this show, even though I very much enjoy many of the performances on it. And I went to go see it in theaters mostly because I was curious to see if I could follow it, just purely to see if I could understand what was happening.
Proof of concept
in the movie. Yeah. And I will say that, look, there are definitely some inside jokes that I clearly missed, but the story is so straightforward and so easy to follow that you don't really have much risk of missing out. And it is funny. It's funny in the way that, you know, early to mid season Simpsons was very funny. It is clever. It is amusing. It is very densely jokey, not just in terms of the dialogue, but also, you know, signage on all the stores in the background and all that stuff. Every one of those is a pun that works on, you know, one or two.
What's the age appropriate age zone?
I think you're probably. I mean, I don't know that I would. I don't know that a kid, you know, under the age of 13 would really get a lot of it. I don't think there's anything super inappropriate.
My 8-year-old grandson likes Sonic, but I didn't Sonic 2, but I didn't take him. So I haven't seen second of Sonic either.
Eight might be a little young. You know, I'd probably stick to 11, 12, 13.
All right. Is there anything else like The Duke? Is there any other grown-up movie out there?
Not really. I mean, everything is, you know, on TV for grownups right now. I would say We Own This City on HBO Max. I know you have had some issues with David Simon, if I remember correctly.
He just hates me, but I don't care. I don't care.
You and he may have gotten in a fight on Twitter.
No, I didn't. I respect his work, and I don't care that he's a crazy leftist. I don't care. I loved The Wire. So We Own This City is worth watching.
We Own This City, yeah. So The Wire, which turned 20 this week, debuted 20 years ago, as of yesterday, I think, Thursday. He is back with a new show, and it was very funny. He said something on Twitter like, I don't want anyone to get alarmed, but We Own the City is very much about how the drug war is bad. I was like, okay, so it's in line with everything else that you've done. This is very much in keeping with the rest of your work. But it's very good. It's kind of interestingly structured in terms of how the timelines of it work. It basically follows a corruption investigation into Baltimore City cops that took place a few years back. But it starts 15 years before that, back in 2002, and follows a character who's played by John Bernthal as he rises up through the Baltimore City ranks and kind of how.
Okay, that's on my list. We Own the City. Now, have you heard about Industry set in the city of London, you know, the financial sector? That got recommended.
No, I don't know. I don't know this one.
Oh, well, I'll start with We Own the City. How many episodes are there in We Own the City?
It's only six. It's only six episodes, an hour each. So it's only 6 hours. As far as these TV shows go, it's pretty quick. And it is one that actually I'm opposed to the binging model generally. But the way, again, that this show is structured, just in terms of timelines and kind of overlapping stories and trying to keep track of what's what, I think it actually helps to watch, you know, three episodes at a whack.
HBO Max?
It's on HBO Max, yeah.
Sonny Bunch, I want to thank you. I want to remind people that Sonny has two podcasts, Across the Movie Aisle and The Bulwark Goes to the Movie. You ought to be following Sonny at the easy to remember Sonny Bunch, and it's Y, not I-E, Sonny Bunch. And he'll be back next week to tell us about Jurassic. Are you going to go see Jurassic Park this week?
I am not sure. I may have to take next week off, as my wife is going to be out of town next week and getting to the theaters with two children.
Not possible. Tricky, I get it.
Tricky.
I get it.
We'll see.
Quick question for you. Do you like the trailers?
I like these movies mostly.
So do I.
Kind of. I mean, I don't know. They're okay. I like Chris Pratt in them. I like, Dice.
There are five of them, I think, right? There are five previous ones.
Yes, there are five Jurassic movies. You know, there's the three Jurassic Parks and now three Jurassic Worlds. So this will be number six.
All right. That's like, you know, franchise to franchise. Thank you, Sonny Bunch. I want to remind you that our sponsor is andrewandtodd.com. There with Sierra Pacific, they lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to andrewandtodd.com or call them at 888-1172. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. Well, it's an interesting week. Hard to explain, hard to understand, but we give it a try. It's said that in November, the left won't know what hit them. It seems that they lack common sense, would know it if it bit them. But in a wicked world like ours, where common sense is lacking, it's going to take a whole lot more to send incumbents packing. For as I work to pen my poem to meet this morning's deadline, I could see only senselessness in each and every headline. A man admits to lying, and lying is a crime, and though the reason's crystal clear, he won't do any time. The courts in California have served us up this dish. For purposes of climate, a bee is now a fish. Gas is unaffordable. Our policy's to blame. To mitigate the problem, we'll just do more of the same. One in four are sure we're headed in the wrong direction. But no one in the White House sees the need for course correction. It's crisis after crisis. And as the crises mount, we seem to lack the will to hold our leaders to account. So if you like the way things run, go right on doing what you've done. But if you want our world improving, get on up and go get moving. That's Common Sense by Tarzana Jones.
I love common sense. I also hear you gargling gravel this morning, Joe.
Well, it's a tough morning.
It's early. It's early. I know that. TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com for all your poetry needs. You can write to him at TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Will common sense be, of course, common sense dictate that it be posted at TarzanaJoe.com. Will it be?
It's the home of common sense.
The home of no. Oh, I may have to steal that back from you. The voice of reason in the West, these common senses, his treasure trove. But TarzanaJoe at Reagan.com. If you need a poem in 24 hours or 24 months, start early. TarzanaJoe at Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Hugh.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.